Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
First and 10 this time on the far hash at the Bengal 44. Mahomes, clean pocket. Going long. Left and it's caught. Left side. Touchdown. Kansas City. The Chiefs go for a 44-yard bomb. And it goes to number 4. Rashee Rice down the far sideline. That is the 100th touchdown pass at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium for Patrick Mahomes. Leo Chenault in a four-point stance, digging in at left half. Carson Steele, a flip-bone set. They give a fake it to him and a quick pass. Right side, touchdown! Kansas City! Wanyama Morris! Big man, touchdown! Let him eat! And the offensive line deserves that drive and that TD. Wanyama Morris! A touchdown reception from Mahomes, and the Chiefs can take the lead.
Cincinnati 3 of 9 on third down. They have third and 10 here. Joe Burrow at his own 34-yard line. Burrow takes the shotgun snap, pressured up the middle, and they're going to grab him and pull him down. As Mike Dannon and Tershawn Moore, now the ball's out. They say this is live. It's picked up by Shamari Connor. He goes to the 10-5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Matt Ariza will be the holder. The ball is in the center of the field. James Winchester will snap it. The Chiefs are down 25-23 at 3 seconds to go in the game. It's the Bengals and the Chiefs. Why would you think it would be anything different than this? A 51-yarder officially to try to win it by Butker. 25-23 Cincinnati. Placement is down. Butker's kick. Leg through. It is high enough and it is good! Kansas City! Harrison Butker, another clutch kick against the Bengals. And the Chiefs win it at the buzzer, 26-25. And the Chiefs go to 2-0 on the year.
And it's a victory
Monday. Baby!
Here on 96.5 The Fan. Plesko and Dusty.
Suck it,
and
Bengals!
Matt. That's how you like Mondays to be, whether you love it or not. And I had a very, very close discussion with myself on the way here. And I said to myself, Dusty, would you rather see the Chiefs win 42-10 or would you rather see the Chiefs win like that against the Bengals? I think I take the way they won yesterday every single time. Yes.
Who's the 42-10 win against, though?
I'm just saying, like, you know.
If oh,
you
I'll take the 42-10 like, win.
We were in the scripts saying there was going to be a blowout.
Yep.
No, I'm not saying that I'm right. I was wrong. I thought this game was going to be a blowout. I thought they were going to win by 20. I thought it was going to be a slaughter. I thought the Bengals were a little off. They played their best game of the year, and they still lost. They had an opportunity to win that game multiple times, and they still lost. And I don't care what people have to say. I understand that everybody's going to say, oh, well, here's the deal. Like, thing is, like, that's not pass interference. No, that's pass interference.
It's clear pass. I cannot believe that's a discussion point. I cannot believe people are talking
about
that.
I think the problem that, and we will dissect this game all the way up till 10 o'clock until Alex Gold comes rushing here 7 seconds after our show is over. And that's
right. Seven is the record, right? We've timed it, yes.
That's the longest it's taken him to come into this studio.
Yes.
And I think that the reason the Chiefs are always scrutinized with penalties is because of when they happen, not how they happen. Philadelphia game in the Super Bowl. Clearly a pull on Juju Smith-Schuster's jersey.
Penalty.
We all saw it. You just didn't like it because it was at the end of the game.
I don't understand that rationale either. It's a bad time to call that penalty. A penalty's a penalty, regardless of what time of the game it is.
Because Cam Taylor-Britt had probably one of the sickest interceptions I've ever
incredible.
Seen.
Incredible. That was insane.
The man did it. And then his quarterback fumbled and the Chiefs scored after that interception. Not our fault.
Right.
And then at the very end of the game, the Bengals could have sealed it and Joe Burrow got sacked because Steve Spagnuolo is genius. And when he's holding aces, you think he's holding 7-2, 8-0. And not only that, but our left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs got called for illegal hands to the face on 4th and 6. At the most crucial time of the game, I think a lot of people probably sat back and goes, oh, man, I don't know if Pat can get us out of this one.
Oh, you should have sensed the crowd. People yeah. were like starting to maneuver yes. out of their seats. Like yes. people were starting to make that break, Dusty.
Oh, yeah.
And then the pass interference happens and everybody's like, here we go.
And if you want to sugarcoat it and say the Chiefs get all the calls, if you were at home and you weren't at the game like Bob was, you could have clearly seen that when they called pass interference, and Mac, I think you were there as well, right? Everybody's there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you didn't see the game on TV, when they called pass interference on Trent McDuffie on Jamar Chase, that was one of the worst pass interference calls
of
the entire
day. I thought that
day.
Was a bad call. Like, that was a terrible call.
Chase pulled
terrible.
Him down.
Terrible call. That should have been offensive pass interference, if anything, at that point in time.
And then there was another play throughout the game as well where there was, I think, a PA call, or it could have been a pass interference call on Cincinnati that they did not call, which was blatant. It just so happens that that happened at the end of the game in a key situation, and it was clearly pass interference. There's too many standstills. But, again, not to argue that. The Chiefs got away with one. I'll give you that. They did everything they could have to lose this game. And they might have lost more than they won in this game because the Isaiah Pacheco thing doesn't look great.
It doesn't look real good, no.
And I know you've got people and stuff in your building, and I've seen some stuff that I've looked at, and I've seen anywhere, it could be anywhere from, like, 3 to 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And crutches leaving the game.
Right. And we can get into the Pacheco thing as the morning rolls along and we start to gather more information on that. They should have something fairly soon, I would imagine. I know they're expecting this morning to have the information, you know, on Isaiah Pacheco. But for me, I mean, it's a win over a team that is allegedly one of your top competitors in the NFL. And we're 2 weeks now into the NFL season. The Chiefs are 2-0, wins against the Ravens and wins against the Cincinnati Bengals. And if you would have talked to anybody before the start of the season and said, hey, you're going to start 2-0 against the Ravens and the Bengals when that schedule came out, everybody would have signed up for it. We wouldn't have cared how that happened and how they got to 2-0. It was all about getting to 2-0, and they found a way to do it. And I think what we're going to continue to see, and I know people may not want to hear this and not want to understand this, but the Kansas City Chiefs are the best team in the NFL, and it's not even close. And the reason I say that is because they fight tooth and nail and have to battle everybody's best effort. The Baltimore Ravens, who Isaiah likely said, we'll see you in the playoffs, just fell to the Oakland Raiders on Sunday afternoon. They put forward their best effort that they had available, and they still lost to the Chiefs. The Cincinnati Bengals yesterday put together the best possible effort they could have put together, and they still lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chiefs are continuing to find ways to win while they're playing in everybody else's Super Bowl. That was a big-time game for Baltimore. That was a big-time game for Cincinnati. They threw out all the stops. They did everything they possibly could, and they still ended up losing both of those football games, and the Chiefs are 2-0. In fact, the Chiefs have won 8 straight football games right now over the likely opponents of everybody that's good in the National Football League. Their last 8 wins: Bengals, Ravens, 49ers, Ravens, Bills, Dolphins, Chargers, Bengals. Think about that run that the Kansas City Chiefs have been on. Since that Christmas Day loss, they have not lost a game and beat the Ravens a couple of times, the Bengals a couple of times, the 49ers, the Bills, the Dolphins, and some say the Chargers are a good team, the only one that's going to be able to challenge, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West. What this team is doing right now is unbelievable. And in the NFL, as much as we like to talk about 35-0, and as much as we thought they were going to blow out Cincinnati, we need to understand Chiefs never cover, first of all. Second of all, the Kansas City Chiefs have to play their best effort every single day because their opponent is playing their Super Bowl every single day. And what this team is doing right now and having to play up to that level every single week with no freaking break, no matter who they're playing, it's absolutely insane that they're sitting at 2-0. You take the win, you put it in your back pocket, and you get ready for Atlanta on Sunday night. And that's just it, the way it goes. You don't apologize. You don't say you're sorry. You don't listen to the BS that's coming out of Cincinnati and maybe nationally. The Chiefs are on top of this football world, and the rest of the NFL is tired of it, and there ain't nothing you're going to do about it.
Yeah, I think the best thing about the NFL season is that, what do we say at the beginning of the year? If the Chiefs win against the Ravens and Cincinnati, the AFC is over.
It's over. Who's the biggest competitor right now? It's got to be Buffalo this week, right? I mean, yeah, this week in the wheel of competitors, Buffalo?
Them in Houston.
Or is it Pittsburgh? Who has scored one touchdown, but yet somehow is 2-0?
And Dusty, when we said that the AFC was over, we'd expect one of those, or at least probably both of those two teams, Cincinnati and Baltimore, to be at least 1-1.
At least 1-1. Like the Ravens yesterday, I was on the big screen for a little bit towards the end of the end of the game, and we're all kind of watching at the stadium yesterday. But how you give up 13 points in the fourth quarter to an Oakland team is unbelievably unbelievable, man. Like, Baltimore is built on their defense, and you're facing some guy named Gardner Cashew, and you allow that gentleman in his jean shorts to score 13 points on you. Baltimore, fraud! 0-2.
It's wild. I know the NFL is a long season. I mean, Houston's legit.
Good. Houston's really good.
I think Buffalo, you have to respect a little bit more than you want to, because
you do.
Who are they doing it with?
They're doing it with nobody. And Josh Allen's having a nice season already. That guy, I mean, I'll tell you what, man. And they're playing great. Sometimes you get rid of people and it's better.
And the other thing, too, is that they came from behind against Arizona. Okay. And they got to play a really exposed Miami team. So I guess if you looked at it from a perspective of, let's take a look back and see who they really should have to worry about. Obviously, they're themselves are the only ones for the Chiefs. But, I mean, in the AFC, tiebreak over Baltimore doesn't matter. Cincinnati, tiebreak over them doesn't matter. That team's about two more losses away from imploding.
Baltimore and Cincinnati are both 0-2 right now.
That's insane.
They're both 2 games behind Pittsburgh already in their own division.
And Cleveland's 1-1.
Cleveland's 1-1. Who'd Cleveland beat yesterday? Say it. Jacksonville.
Yeah.
What did I tell you when Etienne fumbled that football out of the end zone? They just threw away their season.
It's over.
And now they're sitting at 0-2.
I also saw something that said, I think it was James Palmer, and he said that Trevor Lawrence hasn't won a football game since last Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's wild.
Oh, my gosh, because they lost like 6 or 7.
Yeah, they did. That's right.
I think I can find the tweet. It said something. It was very poetic. Yeah,
that thing is done. Doug Peterson's starting to look like the emperor with no clothes. He's walking around in nothing but a bathrobe.
Yeah, they just paid him.
Oh,
Trevor.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you don't. I mean, they paid Dak, too. How'd he do yesterday?
Oof.
You want to start about talking about people just because you pay somebody? My God, this league has made more mistakes in paying people than they made smart decisions, especially at the quarterback spot. Trevor Lawrence and Dak Prescott yesterday, really good ROIs on their contracts. Like, especially Jacksonville. If you're Jacksonville right now and you're looking at what you got at quarterback,
oof.
Whoo, whoo.
Yeah, you don't have what they have in Arizona. Just saying.
Oh, God. Marvin Harrison Jr. finally found him. Hey, I'm Marvin. Hi. Nice to meet you. Throw me the football, okay? Okay. Make your job easier, Kyler.
On the other side, we'll get into when it was over, because Bob sent a text that I had to disagree with because I don't know if it was over at that time, but thank God it was. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
It's a three-peat, baby. You know how we coming this year? You got to take it from us, and you for damn sure ain't going to do it.
What do y'all think of that walk-off win?
Amazing! Yes, for the big ghosts. We're looking for the Burrow fans. We can't find them.
That's how we do.
Come out to play.
They've scattered to their vehicles. They're flying back to Ohio. This is just what we do. All we do is win.
Spirit flights back to Ohio.
What do y'all think about Jamar Chase?
He ruined the game, bro. He cost the game. He cost the game that 15-yard penalty. He's good.
He doesn't like contact. He's weak. He's soft.
We don't like Cincy. It's a fact. We try and be respectful. They put our backs against the wall. We said, hold on, let's drink a beer, let's hang out. And we did that damn thing. And we did that damn thing two times over. Or should I say three? Or should I say four? We're going on four. We're looking for five. If there's a thing, I'm a frog, and that's what they call me because I do frogs.
96.5 The Fan, what's up? We are from Arrowhead. Who day?
They losers.
Post game audio, Mac, or was that pregame?
No, that was post. That was post.
Say, that definitely sounded like a lot of booze.
Well, I mean, we were at the parking lot by 10 o'clock yesterday. So after the game, people drink a good 8 hours, Dustman.
That dude said he'd do a frog.
He'd do a frog?
Yeah,
was that Aaron Rodgers that you interviewed in the parking lot?
Everyone's doing toad.
Oh, my goodness. Was he licking frog in the parking lot? There's a lot of stuff going on in the parking lot yesterday, but I don't know if he was licking frogs.
He was screaming at a female Bengals fan, and I said, okay, that's a good interview.
All right, look, those Bengal fans suck. They may be the worst fans.
She was flipping them off, so it seemed like,
I'm not kidding you. They're the Beverly Hillbillies, man. Like, they struck oil, and they rolled out the Beverly looking like a bunch of people from the hinterlands, and they roll into Arrowhead Stadium. That is the worst fan base that I've ever been associated with. I'd rather hang out with Raider and Bronco fans every day, because at least they respect the ring and they respect Arrowhead and they understand what the hell's going on. They understand their lot in life. The Bengals, let me tell you something. Those fans, I had one guy harassing my daughter yesterday in the crowd wearing a Jamar Chase jersey. And I was like, you're a grown man, probably in your 50s or 60s, and you're harassing a 14-year-old that she's trying to get to her dad and get to her seat. Like, Bengal fans can go kiss my ass. They really suck. They're just belligerent. They're not knowledgeable, and they are disgusting. And so the Cincinnati Bengal fans, man, I don't know what anybody else's experience was like yesterday inside that stadium if you were there with this collection of losers. But I'll tell you what, man, they suck. I was so thrilled to beat their ass, and everybody felt the same way leaving that game yesterday. That was a satisfying win for a number of different reasons, and the fan behavior included as well. Watching this gentleman just fall into his seat on the pass interference call when he thought that game was over and they had it won, it was beautiful. Beautiful.
It ain't over till it's over, they say.
Especially with Arrowhead Stadium and Patrick Mahomes.
From the 816, can you guys see my text? I sent several texts with no response since the change to 96.5. That's your answer.
We got you.
Yeah. I'm so disappointed with the left tackle.
Really? The team's 2-0. We're already 6-21. We're upset? Come on now. We get to that Tuesday.
They're continuing to say they're going to get Mahomes killed. Should we call up Donovan Smith? Okay.
All right, well.
See, this is where I get confused. Like,
you didn't like him last year, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I don't know.
Not you, like the collective didn't like
Donovan Smith. I don't really get hell-bent over left tackles and right tackles. I just
I just enjoy a win.
I look at 2-0 in this season after beating two massive teams who are now both 0-2, and you now have, like, a three-game lead on them.
A three-game lead on the Bengals and a three-game lead on Baltimore, and we're 2 weeks into the season.
Correct.
And we're worried about the left tackle. Yeah, Andy pulled the guy yesterday.
I'm not worried about anyone in this division. But what about the Chargers?
What about them?
They got J.K. Dobbins. That's awesome.
And you know, the Rams, like, they got their guy hurt. Cooper Kupp, they're out of the picture now. I just checking off teams that don't have a chance anymore.
Now, there is a chance that maybe Quentin Johnson might have been arrived into the NFL, which could be scary for the Chargers. But either way, we can dive into that in 2 weeks when they play
the Chargers. Yeah.
But it's Monday. It's Victory Monday. The Chiefs beat Cincinnati. It's 2-0. Harrison Butker is the greatest kicker in Chiefs history. But, you know, Fesco, you do one of these things all the time that you say, you know, when it's over, or, you know, you send the text and all that sort of thing. And
Evan McPherson is very good as a field goal kicker. Never missed one against the Chiefs. 5 of 5 in his career against Kansas City. Had the game winner in the 2021 AFC Championship game. And he's got the Bengals on the board here.
3-0.
That's when you said it was over.
Yeah, because if you settle for 3 against the Chiefs and you don't get 7, it's eventually going to come back to bite you. Field goals will not beat the Chiefs, unless you're Pittsburgh, I guess, and then you just kick a bunch of field goals all year and you're 2-0. But
or you play the Giants.
Or you play the Giants. My God, Washington was 7 field goals yesterday and wins a football game. The Giants suck. And so you settle for 3 against the Chiefs, you're not going to win a football game. You've got to score touchdowns against this team. And the Chiefs holding them to 3 points there on that first opening drive where Cincinnati was moving it down the field, hey, I'll tell you what, that's a big win for the defense. And so you're probably looking at that in Cincinnati saying, damn, if we would have gotten to the end zone, we win that football game. But they didn't, and they didn't, and their fans go home to Kentucky very, very upset today. And I love this stat. I don't know if you found it, Mac, or Dustman, you found it. I'll tell you something about Will Levis. The Bengals, 9-11 since the Burrowhead game, and they've dropped now 3 straight against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a pretty wild stat, man. That tells you right there how much that Burrowhead comment really factored in to this organization. They took it to heart. Cincinnati hasn't won since, and they're 2 games under 500. Good morning, Cincinnati. Your chili bites ass.
It does a lot of stuff. No, I will say that I don't know if it was – I mean, I agree with that take. I think that if you're playing the Chiefs, you have to consistently –
you've got to score touchdowns.
You've got to consistently score touchdowns or you're not going to win. But, I mean, honestly, to me, in general, it was over when you called the Chase thing, when he lost his absolute mind in frustration because Trent McDuffie was being a gnat and just was not leaving him alone. When McDuffie did – when he got into his head like that, which I forget what the number was, but it had something to do with, you know, whatever it might have been. Like, he had, I think
he had 1 catch for 4 yards when McDuffie was on him.
Right, whatever that number is. And when you think about what that guy can do and get into people's heads, like Trent McDuffie still doesn't have an interception.
Right.
But he's intercepted the wavelength of people's minds in a football game more often than not. And if I'm Cincinnati, I wouldn't sign Ja'Marr Chase.
No, that guy didn't want to sign in Cincinnati either.
Well, I think he would, but you can't play against the Chiefs. Yeah. Like you go, like you had 1 game against the Chiefs where you had 266 yards your rookie year, and since then you haven't done anything. And as long as he's in Cincinnati and Trent McDuffie's in Kansas City, he's never going to be able to be successful against Chiefs. If I'm Cincinnati, I wouldn't sign him. Yeah. I mean, I know that's an egregious take. It's kind of humorous, but I would say it was over for me the minute that he lost his cool and went absolutely berserk because he thought there should have been a hip drop tackle.
Which clearly was not.
And again, that's where you know, like it's, and I don't want to compare him to a child, but it's like when you know that your kid is just giving you an excuse of why they think you're wrong. And you're like, you're like, think about it. Think about the situation. You're not right. This is why. And you're using the wrong reason to identify why you think you're right. That was Ja'Marr Chase in that situation. That's why frustration had leaked into his mind so much was because he was using a penalty that what, like if he just said, hey, he's holding me, then the ref might have said something or whatever. And that's why whenever Ja'Marr Chase was talking to the ref and he's like, that's a hip drop tackle. And the ref's like, no, it's not. And he got upset that he just kind of dusted him off. It's because it was an egregious argument that it didn't make sense. So
he was so frustrated because he'd been beaten all afternoon and hadn't done anything. Yeah. He just lost his cool.
And
you
that
know?
Made, I think it made it like 3rd and 16 or 3rd and 17 after that penalty. To me, when that happened, that's when it was over because of so many different things. One, Ja'Marr Chase was out of the game. I mean, he was checked out.
Well, and then they didn't, I don't know if they showed it on TV when they came back from break. He was still on the sidelines yelling at the referees.
They let us know.
Did they let you know? Okay. Oh, yeah. they were pulling him away and all that stuff. Okay. They let us know. I like that.
Oh, yeah. They were nonstop.
That made me laugh. They let us know.
They were nonstop, showing him, slamming his helmet down.
Oh, they had microphones over the top. They were covering this thing like it was a major event on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah. It's not my fault that they were showing that guy constantly throwing his helmet down and constantly,
right.
you know. And that's what I thought was funny is when the pass interference play got called, which is officially when it was over.
Oh, God, yes.
They showed Burrow. And he was, you know, arms in the air, ripping it everything off, throwing his helmet down. And I tweeted this because I thought it was hilarious. Mahomes did that last year, and they called him a crybaby.
Yeah.
Burrow does it this year, like, oh, man, I get his frustration.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have it both ways.
Well, no, you can't, but Mahomes is dominating all the time. And so people don't like people who dominate. They kind of want to take you down, right? When you're on top of the mountain, Dusty, it's like they're coming after you, they're coming after you, they're coming after you. And Burrow's that guy trying to get up to the mountain, and Patrick Mahomes just keeps pushing him off the side of the mountain. And people start rooting for the underdog a little bit, right? They want to see somebody different. They want to see somebody new. So they're going to start poking holes in everything that we do to make it look like it's bad. Like there's some Buffalo talk show host that works for our sister station that is complaining that the Patrick Mahomes interception that was overturned is the 17th overturned interception by penalty for Patrick Mahomes since 2018, which leads the league. People are now losing their minds trying to find stats that try to say the referees are in the pocket of the Chiefs or Patrick Mahomes is, you know, losing his cool when Joe Burrow is just frustrated and showing emotion on the sidelines. Like, it's gotten to that point where people have run out of ways to try to beat the competition. They've expunged everything. We're 2 weeks into this season, and the alleged two biggest competitors to the Chiefs have fallen off, and they're both sitting at 0-2, and the rest of the NFL is going, oh, my God, this team is going to go for a three-peat, and there's just nothing we can do about it, so they make up things.
From the text line, y'all Chiefs fans are the worst, saying we like you, contribute. You talk trash just as much as we do.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're at the Bengals-Chiefs game last year, and my wife was wearing a Joe Burrow jersey, wasn't playing, got beer thrown on her and cussed out. Burrow outplayed Mahomes, LOL. I love the stat that Mahomes has 17 interceptions called back due to a penalty. So much he sent it twice.
I also love the fact that Patrick Mahomes has won two straight Super Bowls and Joe Burrow, was it toothless? Is that what the promo said the other day? Toothless and ringless? Yeah.
So I want to bring this text up real quick because I do want to say this.
Bengal fans, sit back down. You guys were total jerks in the stadium yesterday.
If I may, I would like to direct my attention towards this text. I will say this. All football fans are the worst.
Yeah.
And I will, so true. And I will continue. Yeah. If I'm wrong, go to Twitter every single Sunday or Monday, and there will be a stadium fight, whether it's a Chiefs fan, whether it's a Raiders fan, Chargers fan, Niners, Cowboys, anybody. There was a fight yesterday, literally over pizza. So all
Where was that at?
I forget. I think it was in Dallas. But there was...
Well, they were fighting over Dak.
It was either that or it was a college game. But... all football fans are the worst, okay?
Fights have been happening for years.
I'll be honest. I've been to Chiefs games. I've seen my town and fans that cheer for the team that I cover act like total asses. I'm not going to deny that. Every football fan is bad. Now the second part of your text. We talk just as much trash. That is not true. Who in the Chiefs locker room during this entire before this game happened, was saying anything about the Cincinnati Bengals? Not one person.
No one.
We talk trash after the game's over because y'all set it up that way and let us be that way. I'm sorry that thing happened to your wife at the game with the Burrow jersey on.
Yeah, that does suck. Yeah.
And again, it doesn't matter if it's Burrow or not. You can wear an AJ Green jersey. It doesn't
I saw
matter
a Boomer Esiason jersey yesterday.
I see Derek Thomas jerseys.
Yeah,
the guy's
fine.
Been dead for 20 years. To say that he didn't play and he still got beer thrown, again, it happens to everybody.
Yeah.
It's in every stadium. But the fact that you say that they talk just as much trash is literally not true. And the fact that we do talk trash is because we do it after we walk it. We talk it, then we walk it. We walk it, then we talk it. You guys just have no reason. You beat Kansas City one time in AFC Championship game. Congratulations. It's time to move on.
And that's also ancient history. Like, you're holding on to a game that happened, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago now, going in. Like, Andrew Benintendi was a Royal back then. Like, that tells you how long ago that
it's
was.
It's the guy that got laid his sophomore year, never got laid again. Then his senior year, he's like, remember when I had sex with Cincy?
Yeah, right.
Dude, that was like two and a half years ago.
Yeah.
People never forget.
They're 9-11 since that game.
That's
0-3
what we said.
Versus the Chiefs.
Yeah, 0-3. I mean, it's like you're not living up to your end of the bargain. And I will say this. What prompted somebody to throw a beer on you? I don't think somebody just turned to you and threw a beer.
Come on.
Depending on what point of the game it was.
It doesn't matter if it's Bengals or Chiefs fan. When the flow of the alcohol is moving, people get stupid.
But you know what? I will say, man, this has turned into a very hated rivalry. Like, there's no love. Like, we're at the end of the day, you're like, all right, man, I appreciate you. And Chiefs fans don't like Bengal fans.
Nope.
Bengal fans don't like Chiefs fans. And that's good. That's healthy. But yeah, you're right, Mac. Like, you've lost three straight now against Kansas City, and you're 9-11 since you said Burrowhead. That's not a good look.
Like, worry about yourself. Make the playoffs.
Yeah, like, make the postseason, make a little bit of a run, and you did one time. Congratulations, one time.
And that's the thing.
That's why you're the Beverly Hillbillies of fans. You act like you've arrived. You haven't done squat.
It's just, to me, it's just, it's hilarious. It's, I mean, I just want to bring up that text because it's like, it's not accurate. I will be honest, like, and I said this earlier, like, I've been to Chiefs games. I've seen Chiefs fans act brutal. I've also been to a Denver Broncos game where I went into a Broncos game on a bachelor party. Mahomes' game where he got hurt. Guy behind me started cheering.
Yeah, have you ever been to a football game where you weren't like appalled by something that was going on?
It's football. Like, that's the thing about it is that's what football is. It is the number one entertaining sport where people go to, and it's where everything goes out the window.
Oh, my God, yes.
I've seen a girl who's probably a good Christian lady fall asleep in the first quarter because she was too inebriated. Football.
Oh, I've seen that. I got a text from a buddy yesterday, guy in his section getting carried out yesterday before the game.
Before.
Oh, yes. It happened very early in the game. I saw somebody yesterday who was struggling to drink out of the straw.
Jeez. Mm.
So, yeah, people sometimes overindulge at these games. I've seen that. I was telling people yesterday some of the stuff I've seen over the years in the parking lot. My God.
Mm.
Whew. Yeah. I saw one guy many years ago at a preseason game walk right into a tree and knock himself out at a preseason game.
Preseason.
So people like to overindulge. It's one thing to overindulge. It's another thing to start taunting other fans in the stands.
A jerk.
And the Bengal fans were like that all. They arrived like they were like the king, and they had an entourage, mm-hmm. and we're the best, and we're the Bengals, and we're going to beat you. And they made their presence known, and they talked trash all game. And then the game-winning kick goes in, and I didn't hear anything from them.
Not a peep. That missed PAT came up huge.
I mean,
with the Bengals.
You know, you if you're going to come at the king, you best not miss, man. Like, there's no more truer line in the world today than if you come at the king, you best not miss. And if you're going to come at Patrick Mahomes and you're going to come at Arrowhead Stadium, you best not miss. Guess what? You done missed.
How do you leave this one? Look, this is not a moral victories team, but do you leave this one feeling you let one get away?
It doesn't feel great losing.
Can you tell us what happened on your penalty?
I don't know. You got to ask defense. I wasn't on the field.
Oh, no. The one when you got flagged.
I'm talking about it.
I feel like there's a go ball on the one to Burton that you might have had a chance to make a play on the opposite side of the field.
Yeah, we had a chance.
How much did this offense build up today?
What?
We came out great. We had a good fight. I couldn't be more proud of the guys today.
How would you describe the Bengals Chiefs the other day? You said it wasn't a rivalry, but it seems like every single game you guys play comes down to the final player today.
Just good football. Two good quarterbacks playing against each other.
How would you characterize your frustration level right now?
Fair enough. I don't like losing.
Wow.
I feel like, and maybe this is me being a Chiefs fan, but I feel like he's got to address the penalty.
I mean, why did the next reporter just let him off the hook and just intervene right away?
I think that's
just... Was that the website guy?
I don't know. We didn't have to... We had to have gold in that locker room. I didn't need Alex in the Chiefs locker. I needed Alex in that Cincinnati locker room. That's where I needed Mr. Gold.
Alex likes to hang out with winners.
I'll hold his feet to the fire. I'll go in next time.
I mean, the thing is...
Tell us about that penalty. I wasn't on the field. It was on the defense. No, the one you committed.
Yeah, that's the best that part about great. That whole audio.
What can you take away from the offense in this game, Jamar?
Which is...
He's got your ass beat.
And that's why I think that, you know, at least in my opinion, I think this is one of those things where when you're trying to get a contract and you come up with, we're the team to beat in the AFC, we're the reason why... And then you had a penalty that was extremely crucial to your team in a very, very crucial situation.
Hell yeah.
And then they ask you about it, and you're like, I don't know, I have to ask the defense. One, throwing the defense under the bus.
Be a man.
Two, and he goes, no, the one you committed. I'm not talking about it.
Yeah.
And then I'm sorry, I didn't have the opportunity to be there. Could have probably been there, didn't have the opportunity. That's when you say, why not talk about it? It was a big part of the game. And then you have to see where they go from there.
Yeah.
And if that's the case and he doesn't want to go from there, you've at least had a follow-up. But to then to be like, do you think the offense has made a better change since last week?
I mean, can you believe that? That's why I'm like, is that the website guy? Come on now. That was a bad question there. And letting him off the hook for that's arguably, maybe yeah. It's not even arguably, the biggest play of the game, right? I mean, like, if you start to look at, like, what the biggest play of the game truly was, what if Ja'Marr Chase doesn't react like that, Dusty? We're probably not talking about a Chiefs win today.
Also, if he's not talking a whole bunch of crap before the games every time they play,
yeah,
and he's just quiet, maybe there's a little bit less of an aggression feel on, and I'm not saying that that's going to be the case, and you can roll your eyes, but I'm saying just like, there wouldn't be so much hatred from our side, because to me, I have no issue. I have no problem if you're going to be in sports and you're going to talk a whole bunch of garbage.
Not at all. It's part of the game.
Back it up.
Back it up.
Cameron Britt, you talked a lot of bull crap.
And he backed it up.
You had a one-handed pick against Xavier Worthy. And a lot of people, and somebody came out to me at Twitter and was like, Mahomes underthrew it. That doesn't underline the fact that he picked that ball off with one hand. Falling backwards against Xavier Worthy.
Right. Yeah, Mahomes did underthrow. Even no question.
Bad
get,
throw.
Even though he did get torched by Rashee Rice earlier on in the game, he still came back and he walked it and he talked it.
Oh, yeah.
But Ja'Marr Chase, this is now the third consecutive game where you have done absolutely nothing except run your mouth. And when you do not produce. And when you do not produce and you run your mouth, you no longer get to run your mouth.
He's the guy that runs hot and then just fizzles out, right? Like, and I think like Ja'Marr Chase used all his energy during the week, you know, not taking a contract that was offered by Cincinnati, which would have made him the highest paid receiver in the NFL, which tells me he wants no part of Cincinnati, and then ripping the Chiefs all week instead of focusing on what matters. And then you let your emotions get the best of you. And, you know, when you're playing sports, it's one thing to have a mistake physically. You can live with the physical mistakes. The mental mistakes are the ones that you can't live with. And you don't see the Chiefs having these meltdowns like Ja'Marr Chase did, right? You don't see the Chiefs acting that way. That's because they're a veteran team. They have leadership. They understand. Like, and I know this is kind of a microcosm of everything, but yesterday during the player introductions, they're all running out. The crowd's going wild. I'm looking at the sidelines and I'm trying to find Andy. And Andy's on the sidelines, and him and Nagy are standing there with all this hoopla's going on, calm and collected, just going through the play sheet, keeping everything calm. And my daughter says to me, she goes, does Andy ever, like, really show emotion? Like, remember, like, Nagy running up and down the field? Like, we never see that out of Andy. And I go, no, that's the perfect way to be a leader. You don't want to get too high. You don't want to get too low. And when your leader acts that way, everybody else follows, and you don't see these mental breakdowns that end up costing your team. Again, it's one thing to lose because you got beat and they beat your ass. It's one thing to lose, though, when you run your mouth and you get a penalty and you cost your team because you're being a me player and not a team player. And that's what Ja'Marr Chase was yesterday. Got his ass kicked by Trent McDuffie all afternoon and then melted down in front of official and cost his team the game.
I don't like mayonnaise at all, and I don't think Brian Callahan will much longer either. I'm Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. This is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back here on 96.5 The Fan. It's a damn good Monday because it's a victory Monday. Your Chiefs are 2-0.
2-0, baby. 2-0.
They've beaten the Ravens and the Bengals, and now they get to play the Falcons and the Chargers.
Yeah, I like that. The Falcons play tonight, so we get an opportunity to kind of kick back and watch the Dirty Birds. Who do they take off against tonight?
I forget.
The Eagles, that's right. The Dirty Birds against the future fighting Belichicks, or is he going to the Giants at this point? We don't know. But yeah, so the Eagles and Falcons are tonight. Get a nice little opportunity to sit back and get that game plan going against the Atlanta Falcons, and then the Chargers, who, I don't, that's a weird situation. Can we just call it, Harbaugh's weird. What was he doing out there to his quarterback?
That's the dab up.
I mean,
that's what he does. He likes to beat on his quarterbacks.
God, it's today.
He did it last week, and Herbert had no idea what he was doing.
That was so weird.
Oh, I missed that last week.
Oh, yeah, it was great, dude.
Well, I saw it on Twitter immediately, and I was like, and it looks like Justin Herbert's trying to walk away as soon as possible.
Yes,
then it actually became a story.
Yeah.
Because it was awkward. Like, I'll show you.
Yeah, like he's walking away from his coach.
Well,
he didn't.
So what he does is he beats the top of the shoulder pad. He did it with McCarthy. He did it with, I think, Kaepernick and Alex Smith, too. But he beats the top of the shoulder pads.
Uh-huh.
Then he like kind of like punches the sides. And then he taps the helmet. And then he goes to their backside. And he does it again. And he tried to do it to like Herbert's back. And he like, kind of started to like walk away. And he's like, no, come here. I'm not done beating you. And then Herbert came out the next day. He's like, this, I think somebody had asked him about like why it was so awkward. He's like, I didn't know what he was doing. Next time I'll be ready.
Well, don't you think like in that situation, you'd react the same way
yeah,
too?
Dude,
like,
what are you doing?
Like that's the assumption by Harbaugh that like everybody watched every Michigan game and every game that he coached before. And they know that he like bangs on his quarterback's shoulder pads before he goes out there on the field or whatever it was. So
if worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of him.
That's exactly right.
If worms had machine guns,
then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
I will take whatever edibles he's taking.
I mean, my God. I mean, what is that?
That is a Sunday 420 conversation.
No
Could you
question.
Imagine if worms had machine guns?
Oh, my God, bro. Like, that's a Lanai conversation.
yeah, exactly.
What did you just say?
Yeah. Speaking of dabbing up your quarterback and then absolutely just poo-pooing on your quarterback.
Did you say the wheel on the fumble? I know you look very upset on the sideline.
I think the camera caught it pretty clear, if I had to guess. So, yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
I love this Tommy Callahan, dude. that's my spirit animal right there.
I mean,
Tommy Callahan, let's go, baby.
That is.
Have you ever heard a coach say anything like that before?
I mean, I've been talked like that too from bosses, but I've not in my life really. I have to go back and think. Like, I mean, maybe Singletary when he's like, can't coach him, can't do it. He's an idiot. Not going to do it.
That was like 30 years
right.
ago, right?
And yeah. that was like one of the ones that sticks out because most often than not, you don't really hear coaches say stuff like that. And obviously Will Levis had another one of those like types of games where you're like, man, this guy shows flashes of like being there. Like he's got an arm, he's got good vision. And right. then it's like, but he does these things where you're like, he's your friend that you always go out with. And you're like, yeah, just sometimes Dusty says something at the wrong time. And it happens like every other time we go out because here's Will Levis. Once again, I mean, he just says,
what'd you say to Will on the fumble? I know you look very upset on the sideline.
I think the camera caught it pretty clear, if I had to guess. So, yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week. And he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown up and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
I love this man so much. Like, just be honest. He's a grown up. Like, I think that right there is something that everybody needs to hear. We protect athletes all the time and nobody ever wants to say anything that's damning or anything like that. This gentleman flat out said, look, this is the second time in a week he's done this. I'm tired of it. He's an adult. He needs to learn better from that. Like, that's really good. Like, if he gets up there and goes, oh, he's young and he's still learning and all this kind of crap. No, the man's an adult. He's in his 20s now. Stop making the same mistakes. You make a mistake once, shame on you. You make a mistake twice. Well, yeah, you know what happens. So, you know, this is a guy who I like now. I like this Callahan guy.
Yes.
I'm going to be like rooting for him. And also too, here's the other thing about Brian Callahan, right? Tommy, Brian, whatever his name
Brian,
is,
yep.
Phil. This guy did not draft Will Levis. He has no ties to Will Levis. He inherited Will Levis. And a lot of times you inherit stuff like a house. You don't want it anymore. You kick it to the curb, you sell it, you take your money and you run. It sounds to me like Brian Callahan after 2 weeks is already done with Mayo Man.
Well, and he's holding them accountable. What are the
Good.
Cincinnati Bengals not have right now? Accountability. Where
Accountability.
Did Brian Callahan yeah. just leave? Cincinnati.
Yeah, that is true. They need to hold Jamar Chase accountable like he's holding Will Levis accountable.
Yep.
You know, that's good stuff. You don't see that a lot from coaches, man. I like that. Like
no, I got
that,
to.
You're an adult.
I make car parts for the working man because that's who I am and that's who I care about.
That's exactly right.
You went a little heavy on the pine tree there, bud. Also, something funny that happened from the weekend. How about this story? Russell Wilson received a petty game ball after the Steelers beat the Broncos. Justin Fields says that Russell Wilson got the game ball this week, a gesture Mike Tomlin does for players beating their former teams. Russell Wilson was an inactive.
Did he wear eye black, though?
He did. Did he
he dressed again for the game? Inactive,
I mean, like,
and dressed again?
Like
awesome.
He was going to play.
That's fantastic.
He
I
was
love
the
it.
Emergency
yeah, right.
quarterback,
uh-huh.
but he was out there pregame throwing it as hard as he could. Eye black was on. Uh-huh. I'm ready to go. Dude, you're not good.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
not that Justin Fields is any better. They still have only scored one touchdown, but they're 2-0.
Hey,
give him credit, right?
Justin Fields had a pretty decent game yesterday, to be fair. If we're going to scrutinize guys when they're bad,
yeah, no,
you
got to
give
fine.
A little bit of credit when they're good. Yeah. And he was good yesterday. And everybody can say, well, we played the Broncos. Good.
Good. Who cares? They're taking, they don't make their schedule. The NFL puts that thing out.
I just thought it was funny that they
They also beat the Falcons in week one. And a lot of people thought that was going to be a very good football team. The Pittsburgh defense guys, though, I'm going to tell you. They're good. I mean, they are
Best in the league. Yeah. Right.
Holy crap, they're good. Who's the Denver quarterback these days?
Bo Nix.
Your guy.
Maybe I swing a miss on him.
Trevor Lawrence also told the media in Jacksonville this weekend, as we go through funny stories of the weekend, we suck right now. No, you suck.
No, you suck. Ain't no we in this thing there, Trev.
There's a reason why Calvin Ridley was like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll go play in Tennessee.
Yeah, I'll go play anywhere but here.
That's crazy. They haven't won a game since Thanksgiving. Think about that. Like, we're almost going to lap that. Like, I don't know if you know this or not, but, like, I don't know if you've been to the store, but there's the Halloween aisle.
Can you believe they have the Halloween stuff already out?
Yes, I love it. It's dangerous, but I love it.
You're getting all the candy corns.
Yes, I've seen too many Whoppers to eat in my day. I've already had an entire box of Whoppers.
Oh, you like Whoppers? Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, I also love Werther's Originals. Oh,
Werther's Originals are fantastic.
But a lot of hogwash on that.
And I'm the old man. This guy in a break's like, I don't understand ordering in apps, and then declares he likes Werther's. There's originals, and I'm the grandpa.
It said you can buy one, get one
Come on,
free.
Dusty.
Time out. That's not the true story. It said buy one, get one free blizzards at Dairy Queen while using the app.
Just like, I don't understand.
Why do I have to use the app?
I have a flip phone.
I can just go there and be like, hey, can I just get a blizzard? I saw your ad on TV.
Doesn't work that
it's
way.
It's not how it works.
Well, you got to be in the app.
Coming up on the other side, Bob Fesco. Well, kids and Bob Fesco, and I'm the old man. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. This is 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.